This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through July 27, 2016. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Jupiter, in the constellation Leo the Lion, is the brightest planet currently visible. It can be seen shortly after sunset in the western sky. Ordinary binoculars, if held steadily, are all that you need to see the four largest moons of Jupiter. Jupiter sets below the western horizon by about 10:30 p.m. During evening twilight, the orange planet Mars gleams in the south from the constellation Libra the Scales. Mars appears slightly fainter than Jupiter and is still close enough to Earth for us to see details on its surface through telescopes if the air is steady. A telescopic view now shows the noticeably gibbous phase of Mars. Mars slips below the west-southwest horizon at about 1:30 a.m. The golden planet Saturn in the constellation Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer is the brightest object that appears to the left of Mars. A telescope is needed to observe Saturn's beautiful system of rings. Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn are currently the featured solar system objects through Griffith Observatory's public telescopes. Between the 20th and 27th, the time of moonrise advances from 8:37 p.m. to 12:37 a.m. Its phase wanes from gibbous to crescent during this period in its last quarter on the 26th. The Delta Aquariid meteor shower reaches its modest peak on the night of the 26th through the early morning of the 27th. Moonrise at 12:37 a.m. will brighten the sky and will likely limit hourly meteor counts to no more than 11 Aquariids per hour from areas free from artificial light pollution. Delta Aquariid meteor activity continues through August 23rd and will overlap with next month's Perseid meteor shower. The International Space Station will make a spectacular passage over Los Angeles during dawn on Tuesday, the 26th. The space station will cross the sky from the northwest to the southeast between 4:57 and 5:04 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. It will appear at its highest, 64 degrees above the northeast horizon at 5:01 a.m. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, August 6th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.